Few people live in Colwyn Borough, and it appears even fewer have been keeping tabs on its public officials. Pennsylvania lists 28 distressed municipalities, a status bestowed on those with problems delivering services or paying bills. In Colwyn Borough, the newest member of that group, the single biggest problem is corruption. WHYY's Laura Benshoff has this story from Delaware County.
Next stop, 65th and Woodland for Route 108.
Take the number 11 trolley southwest out of Philadelphia, and the first stops will land you next to Colwyn, a borough covering less than half a square mile in Delaware County. Colwyn is so small, it sometimes doesn't register on official documents. Aisha Jackson moved to the borough 3 months ago from southwest Philadelphia. She said when she tried to get her ID changed to reflect her new address, the DMV didn't recognize it.
They're like, no, the address is now found. I'm like, I've been living in Colwyn for how many months now?
Not I had the other place with Darby.
Yes.
You have to say Darby.
Darby is a neighboring township. Jackson is hanging out on her friend Jessica Campbell's stoop. Both are Liberian immigrants who left Philly for somewhere they feel is quieter and safer. Wave after wave of people have left Philadelphia for Colwyn and other so-called inner ring suburbs. In spite of this enduring trend, the borough's population has dropped by nearly a fifth since 1950. It also has some pretty serious management problems.
I believe council's going in the wrong direction. This town actually is going in the wrong direction.
Paul Muser is a borough councilman. He resigned and then rescinded his resignation in November.
We actually need some help from the state as far as the Act 47 bailout.
When the state labeled Colwyn financially distressed back in May, it hired eConsult Solutions to help turn the borough around through what's called the Municipalities Financial Recovery Act, or Act 47. Stephen Mullen of eConsult said at a public meeting that the first recommendation was simply to put checks in place to encourage open and honest bookkeeping for the borough.
What's in our budget? What are we spending out of the budget? Which line items? Where do we stand relative to authorized expenditures that the borough sets up through its budget process?
Earlier this year, Colwyn racked up $1.2 million in debt, and the leadership hasn't kept coherent financial records in at least 3 years. But the borough isn't broke. Based on the records that do exist, Mullen says Colwyn takes in enough money to provide services like police and code enforcement. That money just hasn't been going where it should. The Delaware County District Attorney's Office is currently investigating the borough's finances and the fire department's for possible criminal activity. A former borough manager has also accused council members of using official funds for personal expenses.
It's like, hello, they walked in and raided the place. Everybody's lining their pockets.
This borough employee doesn't want to be named because she's afraid of losing her job for talking about corruption. She says she's not exactly surprised the state has stepped in. After all, the borough's antics are well documented.
We have been on the news so much and in the paper so much because of the discrepancies.
But whether anyone will go to jail has little to do with the state's plan to sort out Colwyn's finances. The goal of Act 47 is to put municipalities back on track to govern. On September 30th, the Borough Council approved a financial recovery plan, which included hiring a full-time administrator. Stephen Mullen from eConsult sees this as a positive step.
And the unanimous vote in Colwyn Borough, I think, is it's possibly dawn of a new day where they come back in the fold of regular, well-run municipalities.
Unanimous, minus three council members and the mayor, who were no-shows. The state found that infighting played a big part in Colwyn's financial problems. In the 28 years Act 47 has existed, 11 municipalities have managed to graduate out of distressed status. For Colwyn, the question is not whether it can raise funds, but whether it can get its act together. I'm Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.